Welcome to Port Stories. I'll give you five minutes of your time.
What's your name?
Oh, Tommy Ryan.
Tommy Ryan.
The local poet.
Oh, Tommy.
Close to the microphone.
Yeah.
Step in, Tommy. I'm delighted to hear that. Now, I literally have to go in five minutes. Is that okay?
No better.
But I loved it. That's brilliant, Tom. So, Tommy.
I bought two books.
Really, Tommy?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And they're in the library in Port Harran.
Very good. What are your books?
Huh? What are they called?
They're about general life, what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
What we're achieving and what we need to do. So that's my story.
Jeez, I love that, Tommy.
I wrote another one, but I haven't published it yet.
Very good. And what's the other book?
It's about what's going on in climate change and what people can't survive without money, you know.
Yeah, well, that's such a big topic.
Run rations, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Very, very contemporary considering what's going on at the moment, yeah.
Even if you look at the trees and everything, they tell you the stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you've been writing, Tommy, is this something you've done all your life or is it something you kind of came into?
Oh, yeah, my father was a great writer, so I must have heard from that.
So they didn't lick it off the stone or whatever.
No, didn't lick it off the path.
Brilliant and very good. And so, do you find what's your writing process like? Would you do it just over? Would it take maybe a few years to pull a book together?
Or? In my head, and I just put it down. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'd write. But see, no one wants poetry anymore.
I like poetry.
Yeah,
but you know what? Maybe it's a bit marmite or something like that. Some people love it.
You can make a living out of it anyway. No.
Well, look, Tommy, no, I think in fairness, that's probably consistent with a lot of the creative arts. It's hard to make a full living out of it because it's one of, like, it really is, you know, at the top, maybe there is money in that, but outside of that.
It's hard to make a partial living.
Partial, not a mind.
And I suppose this is the thing. Look, even if we can promote ourselves, it's such a wonderful chance that we've bumped into you here.
Yeah.
You know, and you're very welcome to come join the group as well, too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but I tell you, you get inspired by other people who do their writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I find it's not all about you. If you start talking about yourself, people get turned away. But if you have interest in other people, their eyes open up wide.
Yeah, that's
a
story.
They don't like people talking about their own selves.
Yeah.
They want to hear about other people.
It's going to resonate more with them, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, because they'd say, they'd come across as, it's all about him. No.
Yeah,
You want to know about other people as well.
But I suppose that's, the way you said you'd wake up sometimes at night and you'd have something in your head. So you must be kind of fired. You know, there's a passion then, or there's something that's kind of inside you that you need to express.
Well, yeah, there would be of loads of frustration. The way problems with the homeless and everything. I wrote a big piece about the homeless as well.
Okay.
And the homeless around Ireland and in Dublin and how they've been treated and everything. You know?
Yeah, I know. Which obviously resonates with our own history as well too. I suppose that's one of the things that's such a disparity. Yeah, I know. Because some people have so much and then there's some people that just don't, you know. And it's hard to sit easy with it, yeah.
Well, it's hard to judge, you know. How does half people are so rich and half people are so poor? It's like your man the other day, this fella, McManus, who owns the racehorses.
Yeah, I know.
He gave it to GEA.
He gifted and a million.
He could have given it to the homeless and built loads of houses. That doesn't sit well with me.
No, I know. No. I know, that's it. It's hard. In fairness, look, I suppose this is why we talk. And I think this is a much better medium to discuss things like that, because like with every point there's always context.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I can understand the kind of the gut feeling of that doesn't sit right.
Oh.
But at the same time too, I'm sure if you were to talk to JP McManus, he'd be able to put out, his reasons why. Maybe he does other stuff, maybe he doesn't. But I always think that's good. Because when you're online with social media, your point will sit in isolation.
Yeah.
And I always think it kind of reflects almost the binary nature of the computers that run Twitter and Facebook and all those things like that. You don't get the context. So this is why it's good to have a chance to the back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
Put a bit of colour on it.
Yeah, but at the moment, there's not much colour. So But now, indeed, it's now the evenings. There's a step in the evenings, more breaking the evenings when you see the a bit of a stretch. So yeah. And that brings when you get out and look all around you at night, in the evenings, and you can feel the life. When you, the only way you'll find out if you look at the way the birds work.
Yeah.
Look under when remember the time they were all shut down.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you look out the window and see the birds, they weren't. They were making their nests and they were doing everything. You know.
Yeah, we're kind of a little bit juxtaposed to nature.
Yeah.
You know the way we
so
operate.
So we should be working like the birds go and the everything.
No, I think that's a lovely point. And I tell you what, if people are looking to bring a little bit of colour into their life, can you tell us, so the two books are in the library? Can people go and find them there?
Oh, yes. It's about life and what you can do. But they're very short little stories about how birds reacted building the nest, and they're busy as bees, you know?
Yeah.
And they're gone. And I think reflection, to look at them, you'd learn from their examples.
Yeah.
You know. But and then the other one is the same follow-up, but in a different, all the different stories. You know.
Beautiful.
But if you want to have colour in your day, what you do, just wear something has colour. That's all.
Cheer yourself up. You know. Well, look, so wonderful. Delighted we can meet. I'm sure we're going to be talking again.
Well, we will. I might bring down one of my books.
Excellent. That would be fantastic.
Brilliant. Yeah. And we'll make sure, if we catch your details, we'll make sure we put it up onto, they'll be up on the website, and at least people will get to know then. So if they do go to the library and they're looking for a bit of inspiration, they'll know where to look. Yeah. That's great.
We,
thank you very much.
We need to wrap it up, I think, because
Mark
has to go.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Good luck.
Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, be on. Catch you again.